Hey, did you see there's that new Frank Ocean record?
We're not recording the show right now, are we? This is an old Bob Boylan trick.
Stephen Thompson, Bob Boylan's still away, and that means, once again, you grace us with your presence.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. You know, I've been out too, and this past week, we dug into our archives and we shared our show about breaking up with your favorite bands.
Yeah.
Basically, the whole theme of the show was there's a band that you really love, but like that's it, you can't.
Yeah. When did you reach a breaking point where you didn't love a band anymore? Yeah.
Right. And I noticed on Facebook somebody left a comment that said, "Man, with REM, it's when they released Out of Time." Then they were like, "That's it. I was done with them. I had to break." And I thought
it's pretty early.
I thought Out of Time. Well, it was their sixth or seventh record already.
Yeah,
I guess if you had been following from the beginning. But I thought you're insane. That was an incredible record. It had like Losing My Religion, the Belong, Me and Honey, so many great songs from that record. It turns out of Time is actually celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. Yeah. They're going to have a deluxe reissue with acoustic versions of every acoustic demos. Of every song on the record. And do you remember how the record opens up, the original record? Here.
Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Y'all turn to that station.
It opens with that kind of goofy introduction to the song Radio Song. And this one eventually kind of starts to rock out after a while, and I don't know if you remember, it ends with a rap with KRS-One doing the rap on it. Well, there's an acoustic demo of this song that I want to share that has Bill Berry, who was the drummer, Bill Berry actually singing lead vocals on one of the verses. And give a listen to this.
The world is collapsing around our ears. I turned up the radio. I can't hear it. When I got to the house and I called you out, I could tell that you had been crying. It's that same song on the radio. It makes me sad. I meant to turn it off, to say goodbye, to leave in quiet radio song. Hey, hey, hey. Of everything to show, of everything to hide, look into my eyes. Hey, hey,
when I got to the show, yo ho ho, I could tell that you had been crying. It's that same sing song and the DJ sucks, makes me sad. I tried to turn it off, to say goodbye, my love, radio song. Hey, hey, hey.
The world is collapsing around our ears. I turned up the radio, but I can't hear it. Hey, hey. Tried to turn it off, to say goodbye, to leave in quiet radio song. Hey, hey, hey. Of everything to show, of everything to hide, look into my eyes, listen to I turned up the radio, but I can't hear it.
You know, in addition to not having the rap at the end of the song, you may have noticed that there wasn't any percussion on that version of the song at all. And I sent a note to Bill Berry, who said that they, in the early stages of all of the songs on this record, they just didn't hear any drums. It just didn't feel necessary. So, and Mike Mills, who normally plays bass, hopped on keys. So he was on keys on that. And so Bill Berry picked up the bass and he was playing bass on that. And he then took on vocals for one of those verses. Anyway, this was a monstrously huge record for R.E.M. I mean, it went sold millions of copies, won multiple Grammys. It was actually also one of the more politically significant records because, I don't know if you remember, but the band on the CD sleeve, you know, when you had those long plastic...
Long boxes,
yeah. They had, they launched a petition drive to get motor voter registration laws passed to make it easier for people to register to vote. And it led to this massive lobbying effort. And eventually, once Bill Clinton took office, he signed the motor voter registration into law.
As I listen to all of this and as I think about this record, I think I went to like a record store release party for this album.
Oh, yeah.
And all I can think about is just all of that took place before the weight of the world crushed my spirit. I was like 18, 19 years old.
Yeah, I was just out of college, and that was a huge record for me at the time. And then Automatic for the people coming after that.
Sure.
And that was right when I moved to Athens, Georgia, where it was all happening, too. So it felt like the world just felt so alive to me, the exact opposite of what you were experiencing.
This entire show should just be us talking about the good old days.
Well, before my trick knee here.
Before my sciatica has been acting up, you know. Well, I brought a radio song, too, and it is a radio song that has been recorded. Recorded in the last 25 years.
No kidding.
So actually, this song just came out. You, Robin, and I are both big fans of the band Sylvan Esso.
Yep.
It's a duo, Amelia Meath, who's recorded with an a cappella group called Mountain Man. Nick Sanborn, who does like a lot of electronic stuff, is Made of Oak and also has played in Megaphon. They came together a couple years ago and made this amazing self-titled record that made a lot of our year-end lists and was certainly one of my favorite albums of 2014. Just last week, dropped a brand new song. It may or may not appear on the next Sylvan Esso record, but that Sylvan Esso record is coming out early in 2017. And judging from the first song, the band still sounds incredibly vibrant and exciting. And I like that this band has kind of come back with a wallop. And this song, in keeping with the title of the previous song, this song is called Radio.
Give me a new single, make me
I love the little arpeggiated synth theme mm-hmm. or synth line that they have that they open and close that with, because with the video that they've released, the video is just like a gnarled old VHS tape with just those white lines skittering across the screen.
And just a clock running.
Yeah, and a clock running. And that little arpeggiated synth line sounds just like something from like an industrial video from the mid-1980s, like a training tape that they mm-hmm. some accounting firm would, and you know, this is stock music that they'd play behind it, just that line, and then of course it takes off.
And the song, like, I just love that the mix of just these very, very kind of technicolor electronic arrangements with her voice, which just manages to convey so much ambivalence all the time. Like, there's this little undercurrent of sadness to these big peppy songs, which is a common theme in dance music, and they pull it off wonderfully. I love this band. I cannot wait to hear more, but this is the first taste of what will clearly be a lot more Sylvanesso music in the months to come.
New record coming out sometime next year.
Yep.
Another artist that you and I both love, Sharon Van Etten.
Oh, yeah.
Sharon Van Etten, she has new music as well.
Yep.
She released a new song just a couple of weeks ago. Her last full-length record was in 2014. She had an EP out in 2015. And this one-off song that she wrote called Not Myself, she actually wrote for the victims of the Orlando shooting at the Pulse Club. And as I listened to the song, and I was thinking, tribute songs or songs inspired by tragedy are so hard to do. They're so tricky. It's like, and they don't always work.
Oh, you do a bad one, it's legendary.
Yeah.
Like, people still talk about Let's Roll by Neil
Young. That's so funny you were going to say that. I was going to say, let's see, like, Neil Young, after the Kent State shootings, he does a song like Ohio, which is just, oh my God, it's just a phenomenal song that struck all the right chords. And then, years later, after 9/11, he does Let's Roll, which was not a memorable track. I'll just say it fell pretty flat. But I was really moved by how well Sharon Van Etten pulls it off on this song. I think just musically, it's a very beautifully written and produced song. She does this gorgeous layering of her voice in it. But I also think that she really gets at the heart of the innocence that was violated that night with her words here. So let's give a listen from Sharon Van Etten, the song Not Myself.
Thank you.
I mean, has her voice ever been more haunting?
I mean, it's always pretty haunting. She's amazing. I do like the fact that the theme of this week's show seems to be artists we already love.
Right. Here's another artist we've already told you how much we love. Yeah, I just, she included a note on her Bandcamp page when she posted the song, and she said that she, after the shooting, she said that she hasn't been this overwhelmed with sadness and disbelief in a long time. The victims were only trying to be themselves and be comfortable and safe in their surroundings. And that's why she named the song Not Myself. She is actually, Sharon Van Etten is going back to school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she announced earlier this year that she wants to become a psychologist, and she just recently started taking classes again. But she is still working on music, and it's still a priority for her, and looking forward to having more music from her. But this song is already out now, Not Myself, from Sharon Van Etten.
It's beautiful.
Hey, you know what, Stephen?
Yes, Robin.
Let's take a short break.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Levi's. The Levi's Music Project supports music education by providing access to educational programs, community resources, and industry-leading professionals to youth around the world. See how Levi's partnered with Alicia Keys, Vince Staples, and SZA to inspire the next generation of musicians at liveinlevis.com.
All right, Stephen, who else do you have that you already love?
I already love Kate Tempest.
Oh, yeah.
A singer, poet, and rapper from the UK. We discovered her in the run-up to South by Southwest a couple years ago. Saw her live, and I think we were all across the board blown away.
Yeah.
She has a new record coming out October 7th called Let Them Eat Chaos.
I love that.
And which is a great title, and it's full of a lot of what she does best. It kind of opens with this really dry a cappella poetry reading and then builds out from there, and she performs with an incredible mix of nuance and force. I think she is an amazing talent. You know, as a poet, she's won the Ted Hughes Prize. Like, she's not a lightweight. She's not a dilettante. She's damn good at what she does. And the track we're going to play here from the new record from Let Them Eat Chaos is called Don't Fall In.
We came from the four corners, we are the raw waters, the cause, the four horsemen. We drink from the water, the pores, we carry the river, the reservoir, the residue. Rising waves, sea spray, the inevitable churn and crush. Many voices in our vapors, we surge and gush. We were steam and a distant heat. We move rapid over landscape, gathering speed. Desert, land, city, forest and beach. Heading for the people to sleep, ready to bleed. Unleash the torrents, come clean. Carry many lessons, let the water teach. But you better learn to swim or you'll get caught beneath. Hard rain falling on all the half-hearted, half-formed, fast-walking, half-fury, half-boredom, half-talking, half-dead from exhaustion, half-pushed, but the puddles keep forming, don't fall in. Some saw us in their tea leaves, some felt us in their knees. Most left it to the weathermen to tell them there was nothing to see. You can play dumb and ignore for so long, but we've been in the mountains getting strong. We've seen you filling up the sky with your fumes, sitting in your rooms like you're all that ever lived. Heads down to the lives of the others in your towns, running from the rains like you've never been kissed. Look, leave your possessions and funds, tell your friends that you've gone to make peace with the things you never done. Come dance in the dough, you spill like the flood. The weather vane swings, things will never change. Sing all their money men who close their eyes and pretend that this rumble must be low playing so strange. Hard rain falling on all the half-hearted, half-formed, fast-walking, half-fury, half-boredom, half-talking, half-dead from exhaustion, half-pushed, but the puddles keep forming, don't fall in. And they will run to the highest hill, consult the old books, ask the dead mystics for wisdom they don't trust. The people will flock to the garages, stockpile canisters of gasoline, tinned fish and bandages. Count the seconds between the thunder and the lightning, scared of every other body running round frightened. We can't carry on like this, you will mutter, staring with disgust at the people weeping in the gutter. Yet we made no trouble, we played by the rules. I worked double shift to get my kids through school, but you were so focused on your own little part, you went plowing on blind in the dark, no heart. Now we're not the dread storm that will end things. We're just your playful gale force friend in these end times. Come to remind you, you're not an island. Life is much broader than borders, but who can afford to think over the walls of this fortress? Of course, it's important to provide roof and floorboards for you and yours and be secure in your fortunes. But you're more than the three or four you'd go to war for. You're part of a people that need your support. And whose world is it if it belongs to these corporates? The people are left on the doorstep, door shut, nauseous and tortured by all that they lost. We'll be right back. Hard rain falling on all the half-hearted, half-formed, fast-walking, half-fury, half-boredom, half-talking. Half-dead from exhaustion, half-push, but the puddles keep forming. Don't fall in.
Good pick.
If this is your first time hearing Kate Tempest, if you've not heard her before, do yourself a favor. Go watch her Tiny Desk concert.
Yeah.
She is incredible. She is an amazing live performer. She carries all that energy off incredibly well, with a real vibrant enthusiasm. And her words are hit like punches. She's amazing. Kate Tempest, from her new album Let Them Eat Chaos, out in October.
Do you remember the band Andrew Jackson Jihad?
I remember that name.
They're now called AJJ, and every article you see about them, then in parentheses, formerly known as Andrew Jackson Jihad. This is a group from Phoenix. They've been around for more than a decade now, and a couple of weeks ago they released their seventh full-length record called The Bible 2.
Wait, but The Bible 2, like a sequel?
Like, yeah, Bible Part 2.
Right.
You mean the Holy Bible? Yeah. No, I read that. Yeah, The Bible Part 2. And this cut that I want to play from it is called Goodbye, Oh Goodbye. And I think the way into it for me was just, I'm always a sucker for obliterated guitars, just really gnarled guitars. But there are some great lines, some great lyrics to dig into as well. So from AJJ and The Bible too, listen to Goodbye, Oh Goodbye. You know who he sounded like to me on this song? He sounded so much like John Congleton, if you've listened to any of John Congleton's solo singing.
Speaking of artists we love and artists we've talked about a lot.
Exactly. And it turns out John Congleton produced this record.
There you go.
Yeah, the Bible, too, from AJ. So many great lines in this. The one that I think my favorite is, seventh grade was hard enough. Someone thought that they knew me. If I stay in bed long enough, they'll go to church without me. Oh, thought, wow. How many Sunday mornings did I stay? It's like, go, just go.
Just go. Go, you, go. Got
you,
this.
You don't need to get me.
pray for me. It's cool.
So I reached out to Sean Bennett, the lead singer of AJJ, and who wrote this song, and asked him a little bit about this song. He said that after my grandfather's death in 2012, I did a lot of valuable work on myself. I let go of a lot of resentment I'd been holding on to, and I forgave a couple of key people in my life, which is him saying goodbye, oh, goodbye. He said with this song, I allowed myself to feel the anger and scream it out of me like a muscle winding up as tight as it can and then releasing, finally able to relax. He says that recording the vocal take was a lot of fun because I sang it with my middle fingers raised the whole time.
It sounds like it.
And just the image of him in studio with both fingers raised.
That's actually how I record this podcast, facing you.
Yes. Anyway.
I like it.
Yeah. AJJ, Goodbye, Oh Goodbye from the Bible, too. Yeah.
That's great. I love it, the way it builds and builds.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
A little bit of Neutral Milk Hotel in there,
sure.
too, which is never a bad thing.
Sure.
You know, Stephen, I'm going to let you take us out on the last song. And while we've been recording this episode, Bob keeps texting me.
Why did you invite Stephen? You didn't invite Stephen, did you?
He just keeps, I don't know why, he's doing this staycation, and he's texting all these old photos. It's like, well, I'm cleaning house. And I'm thinking, cleaning house? These are digital photos. Did you print them out? But like, here's a photo of you, me, and Carrie. And Bob at South by Southwest.
Oh, I remember that photo.
I don't remember what year that was. And
was that 08?
Something, yeah, 08 or 09, something like that. A picture of us going through a mountain of CDs at work. I guess he's feeling nostalgic for work because he hasn't been here in a week.
Yeah, that sounds like Bob. Sounds like Bob. I haven't implemented any new ideas in the last.
Oh, here's
week
another photo. Here's one of you and I going through CDs. Remember that?
Good times back in every day of work.
Well, Bob will be back next week, and what do you have to take us out on?
In keeping with the theme of artists we really like and have probably talked about on this show before, I think, like you, Robin, am a huge fan of a band from Winnipeg called The Weaker Thans.
Oh, yeah.
And the singer, John K. Sampson, has been putting out a couple of solo records, and he's got a new one coming out in October called Winter Wheat, actually recorded with several members of The Weaker Thans as his rhythm section, so...
Yeah.
It's kind of a Weaker Thans record.
Basically a Weaker Thans.
And boy, I love this guy's songwriting. First of all, he's got something in his voice that hits me right in that Yves Barzelay from Klemsnide sweet spot of like brainy but really warm. I mean, it's music by and for nerds.
It is. He's also such a great lyricist, great storyteller.
Really, so true. Yeah. He had a song on his last record called When I Write My Master's Thesis. he manages to weave in a lot of stories. First of all, a lot of details about life in Canada, if you're a Canadophile like myself. and so, you know, tons of details about Canada, but also just details about academia. And this particular song, it's called Postdoc Blues, and it is about an aging student who is coming to terms with what the world is really like outside and sort of his place within it. And that's just such a ripe subject matter for a guy like John K. Sampson to cover.
And his music is sort of episodic too, like in that there are sometimes sequels to his songs, and this feels like another sequel.
Well, and you had talked in the past, I think, on this show about this story about a cat that he told in one of the Weaker Thans songs. There are songs about that same cat on this new record.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he's somebody he really rewards. He rewards deep dives into his music because his albums continue a lot of old threads. But I really love this song, which just has, there's something so warm and smart about it. The song is called Postdoc Blues. It's from an album called Winter Wheat. The artist is John K. Sampson.
All right, Stephen, thank you for this time. It has just been so wonderful.
Oh, it's just a pleasure to be in a studio with you, buddy.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
had stains and stares. Leave the TV on with the sound down low. In your underwear. Don't despair, you'll get it right. Tomorrow night, thunder.
Normally, we'd let it go at that, but you and I kept talking through the whole song, like, what is it about the voice that we love so much? And I thought what you came up with was kind of heavy.
Okay, I think I have this right. Okay, so several of my favorite singers have this quality to their voice, and it's a slightly reedy quality.
Yeah.
It's a very warm quality. They're just these notes.
Nah, nah, nah.
There's a note of a familiar voice from my past that rings through their voices. And John K. Samson has it. Eve Barsley from Clemson, I definitely has it. And it's Kermit the Frog.